Hello and welcome to Accelerate. I am Matt Stone. This is the podcast where we encourage and inspire CEOs, founders, and visionaries on their big leap journeys. We talk about the stories and strategies that will help you accelerate toward your big leap destination with purpose, humility, an open mind, commitment to growth, and recognition that the way we get there is at least as important as where we end up. And I'm so delighted that you've tuned in today. And it is Friday, October the 28th, and we've made it through yet another week and almost the entire month of October in 2022. And I have to say, with this political season, I've been back in the U.S. now for not even a year, and I was always tuned into the politics of this country the whole time I was away on a daily basis. But living here has just put it on another level, and I'm getting exhausted by it all. Not disengaged, mind you. Never disengaged, but it is exhausting. I mean, as if life weren't difficult enough. Just the absolute craziness, insanity, and lack of rationality out there is really disheartening. But that's not my point. My point is that it's one of many challenges in keeping perspective. And so on this fabulous Friday, while I'm not ignoring it, and I'm going to go vote tomorrow because early voting starts tomorrow, and I want to say that there's a lot of goodness out there. I had an amazing lunch yesterday with somebody, two people actually, one of whom I met through the Chamber of Commerce, the local Chamber of Commerce that I joined. And, you know, when you move, I mean, I was in Tokyo before, so now I'm in New York, a slightly smaller city, which no one around here wants to acknowledge, but it's true. Tokyo is bigger. New York is pretty wild, though. It's pretty big. I mean, if you count in the surrounding areas especially, there are a ton of people here. And it can feel, in any big city, what I've learned is, you can go, gosh, it's overwhelming. I don't know anybody. And I've got contacts out here. I know people, but it's different. You know, it's different. And I joined the chamber, and it's been maybe a month. I mean, it's not been that long. And I've just met some incredible people. I've had a couple, maybe three in-person or four in-person lunches, coffees, you know, chats with just some genuinely great human beings who, more than that, are really interested in exchanging information for no specific gain other than let's connect, let's see where this goes. And I just want to say it always amazes me how genuine and curious a lot of people are and how much people appreciate genuine human exchange, human connection in and of itself, whether or not it leads to a business opportunity or a client. People know that the more they put that good kind of karma out there, that good things will happen. And that certainly has been happening. I mean, I've met this amazing attorney who's so creative, so kind, doing incredible global work. I mean, making short films. I mean, he's a connector, you know. Oh, you moved from Japan. I know this Japanese guy who's doing real estate. He's lived here for 20 years. Next thing I know, we're at lunch and making a great connection and new friends, and the world is expanding. And so whenever I get into a little bit of, well, I've been in a lot of anxiety because I've been in a transition, in a refinement process about how to make the next chapter the best it can be in terms of taking stock of what I bring to the table and how do I want to bring value and earn money moving forward. I mean, these are pretty big questions. And what do I like? What do I want to continue doing? And what do I want to let go of? And then I'm sitting there, you know, in Manhattan having this wonderful lunch, sharing, listening to people talk about the stories of how they came to New York and what they've been doing and what they're thinking about going to do, and just enjoying the sharing in and of itself. It's, I don't know why. I always love that. And maybe I don't give other people enough credit. I mean, I maybe I should be even more, you know, open to that. Yeah, a lot of people are like that because it's all over the place. I'm seeing it all over. So all I can say is what I've been reminded of is the truth that there are associations, clubs everywhere. And we've just come out of a pandemic. And even though a lot of people are not getting together in person like they used to, there are people who want to do it, who are craving human connection face to face, and who genuinely want to help a new person to the community plug in, and who relate to what it's like to move to a new place. And while they may think, well, you know, you might refer me clients, or I might, you know, maybe you'll hire me or something, it's pretty genuine. It's pretty genuine in terms of there's no immediate promise of any of that, but hey, let's hang out. Let's see what we can learn from each other, and let's just have a good laugh. So if you're feeling in any way discouraged, isolated, join a group. I know, you know, I have a cousin out in Oregon who, you know, joined a chamber of commerce and just immediately felt so great about all the connections he was making and got a chance to do some presentations. And, you know, it's really true. Join a chamber, join a club. If you're a church going person, join a church. Whatever it is, plug into a community and start meeting up with people face to face if you can. I know that's just been doing wonders for me. It hasn't answered all the questions I'm still seeking answers for, but I'm on my way. And I tell you what, there's nothing like sitting across the table and listening to somebody else talk about how they figured certain things out or where they went to get certain resources or what life has been like for them in this community and their perspective on it. So look, I just want to say I'm in a season of churn and it's very, very rocky. And then I get these moments of reminder about how wonderful it is to connect with other human beings. And then it takes me to a place of expansion, of opportunity, of abundance of choice. And excited to see what emerges from this great, great journey. So I hope that inspires you to go into the weekend with an exploratory mind, a curious mind, and a connecting mind. I sure am. Thanks as always for listening. I look forward to checking back here on Monday. We are closing in on 3,000 downloads, folks, and I'm really excited about it. And then we're going to do our hiatus after another week or so. Yeah, really appreciate it. Twitter is now being run by Elon Musk. We'll see how long I hang out on that platform. I don't love Twitter. I'm on the fence on it. I've been tweeting a little bit, but I am there for the time being. I know that's not a great way to promote your Twitter feed. Come on out. I don't really like the platform, but I got to be honest. And Instagram, I like marginally more, at MattStoneCO. And of course, the website, if you want to share the podcast, is MattStone.co. Have a great weekend. We'll check back with you on Monday. Bye-bye for now.